Greetings once again, friends, neighbors, strangers, enemies. Just three words for you today. I love you. Every one of you. Amen. In case no one's told you today, now you've heard it. I love you. And we're at Thursday. And it's August the 19th. And it's episode 11. If you're keeping track. It's Mark Nepo Day. Back to Mark Nepo and his classic Book of Awakening. And today we have a very special devotion from Mark Nepo, taken from his website. And I want to share it with you. Can't wait to share it with you, actually. So, without further ado, let's get on to Mark Nepo's daily devotion. This is Daily Respite. And today's devotion is called The Precious Human Birth. And here's Mark Nepo's quote, and then I'll read his devotion for today. At the end of his devotion, he'll give us a few things, usually four, five, six things to do today to reaffirm and reinforce today's devotion. And so let us begin. The precious human birth. Of all the things that exist, we breathe and wake and turn it into song. There is a Buddhist precept that asks us to be mindful of how rare it is to find ourselves in human form on earth. How rare that is to find ourselves in human form on earth. It is really a beautiful view of life that offers us the chance to feel enormous appreciation for the fact that we are here as individual spirits filled with consciousness, drinking water and chopping wood. That sounds so Buddhist, doesn't it? It asks us to look about at the ant and antelope, at the worm and the butterfly, at the dog and the castrated bull, at the hawk and the wild, lonely tiger, the 100-year-old oak, and the 1,000-year-old patch of ocean. It asks us to understand that no other life form has the consciousness of being that we are privileged to. It asks us to recognize that of all the endless species of plant and animal and mineral that make up the earth, a very small portion of life has the wakefulness of spirit that we call being human. That I can rise from some depth of awareness to express this to you, and that you can receive me in this instance in part of our precious human birth. You could have been an ant. I could have been an anteater. You could have been rain. I could have been a lick of salt. But we were blessed. In this time, in this place, blessed to be human beings, alive in rare ways we often take for granted. All of this to say, the precious human birth is unrepeatable. So, what will you do today, knowing that you are one of the rarest forms of life to ever walk the earth? How will you carry yourself? What will you do with your hands? What will you ask, and of whom? Tomorrow, you could die. And then become an ant, and someone will be setting traps for you. But today, you are precious and rare and awake. It ushers us into grateful living. It makes hesitation useless. Grateful and awake. Ask what you need to know now. Say what you feel now. Love what you love now. As I mentioned, Mark Nepo concludes his devotions with a set of acts or deeds to reinforce his devotion for the day. And here's what he gives us to work with today. There are five actions he recommends. First, sit outside, if possible. If not, sit near a window and just note the other life forms around you. Second, breathe slowly and think of the ant and the blade of grass and the blue jay and what these life forms can do that you can't. Third, think of the pebble and the piece of bark and the stone bench. And center your breathing on the interior things that you can do, but they can't. Rise slowly, feeling beautifully human, and enter your day with the conscious intent of doing one thing that only humans can do. And then last, when the time arises, do this one thing with great reverence and gratitude. The Precious Human Birth by Mark Nepo. Have a blessed Thursday. And we'll listen together again tomorrow. Amen.